For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. The day before Hurricane Dorian got to Myrtle Beach, emergency and government officials in Horry County held a briefing to talk about what the county might have to contend with. County Council Chairman Johnny Gardner mentioned high winds, storm surges, and
complacency. I don't want people to think that nothing's happened and maybe nothing's going to happen, and you start getting into a false sense of security, but something can always happen when you have a hurricane.
With evacuation orders along the Horry County coast in effect, somewhere between 60 and 85% of residents did not leave for Hurricane Dorian. And one of those residents was Tori Cavanis. I met her about 30 yards from the surf not long before the briefing.
I live a mile inland, so I'm not really where I'm super worried about it. If I lived on the beach here, I'd probably be taking a little more precaution.
At first blush, Cavanis's attitude might sound a lot like complacency, but Tori Cavanis is a nurse, and she can't leave during a potential disaster. And that's the kind of X factor that clouds the seemingly simple idea that people who don't evacuate during an emergency are just dismissing a problem they don't expect to have.
It's not just that people are being stubborn. There's a whole host of factors that play in.
Jeannie Harbert heads the Department of Sociology, Criminology, and Anthropology at Winthrop University, a job she got after becoming a refugee from Hurricane Katrina. She studied evacuation and post-Katrina behavior patterns and says there's a colossal amount of nuance that goes into why people stay put when disaster lurks offshore.
I kept hearing from people in interviews that cost was a big factor for them.
Consider two parents who each make $10 an hour and have two kids. They bug out for two nights in a hotel to ride out the storm, meaning they're each out 3 days of work. So the math starts looking like this.
You've missed $480 worth of wages. You've put $40 worth of gas in your car. You spent $200 on lodging and $360 on food. That's $1,000 just to evacuate for this one hurricane.
Other external factors play big in people's financial calculus too, like what day of the month a hurricane lands.
Hurricane Katrina, for example, hit at the end of the month. And for very low-income people, that meant the end of their paycheck.
South Carolina's coastal counties each have several shelters set up for storm evacuees, and staying in one would offset some of the costs for evacuating, but not all. And they usually don't allow pets, which, Harbert says, is another reason people often stay home and take their chances. All that said, some residents do stay home out of indifference and complacency. Those people most vex South Carolina's emergency management officials, who need to saw through the wall of high-octane coverage already saturating the 24-hour news cycle these days.
You can't scare people into taking action when there is a big storm or some other threat.
Jessica Stumpf is the emergency management coordinator for Greenville County and a former TV news meteorologist. And though she's 200 or so miles from the nearest beach now, she's no stranger to telling viewers the dangers things like large-scale storms can bring, even if the ones prior to the current one didn't do anything major. She says making people understand that every disaster is different comes down to how the message is packaged and received.
We have to try to have a clear and concise message, not only about what the threat is, but what the actions are that you should take.
Which means a greater level of coordination between all agencies who need to get the word out about a big storm. But it also means acknowledging the reality that those stranded in a post-hurricane disaster zone might not actually be there out of complacency. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. Find this story anytime on southcarolinapublicradio.org.